Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Well, that's a round table.
It's really an excuse to play a drop for Monty Python, which is fun. We are the Knights who say knee. I mean, you almost have to be of a certain age.
I love it.
To appreciate it. You gotta watch it twice just to get the language down first. Yeah. But once you get the language down, it's like, you've ever seen the movie The Princess Bride?
Yes, yes.
You need to watch it the second time because the language sometimes can, you like, what are they doing? What are they saying? Yeah.
And I will say, Conor McGregor just came out with a Netflix series, and it's very difficult to understand him talking to. So that is also another thing.
Well, because he keeps getting kicked in the face.
Right, and drinking bad whiskey, apparently.
That's a problem. All right, our friends, Jeremy Green, ESPN Asheville, and Brendan Whitted, SwarmandSting.com, Howard University, Bison Express. We got a ton of stuff to discuss. Before we say hi to Brendan, did we lose Jeremy, or is Jeremy there? Because Jeremy's on the phone. Oh, I'm sorry. There he is. Jeremy, before we get to Brendan, you're getting married tomorrow?
I am getting married tomorrow.
Why are you talking to me right now?
I'm standing in the parking lot of a tanning bed waiting on my lovely bride, and I have no idea where she went. So,
well, I would assume. I'd be crazy.
We got the marriage license this morning. We have brought the government into this. It would be much easier to run away at this point.
I'm assuming that she's in one of the tanning beds.
That's what I think. I hope. Right.
Okay. I still can't believe you're doing this now. She must have just gone in. So you've got 12 minutes before she becomes a baked potato. All right. Well, congratulations to you. Jeremy, you can follow him on Twitter at ESPN Draft Nerd. Of course, our friend Brendan is at HU Cosell. So, let me start with this particular question. I'll start with Brendan. We haven't said hi yet. Are the Nuggets up 2-0 in the series, or are the Lakers down 2-0 in the series, Brendan?
I know what Mike Malone would have you think, right? Like, he's salty. He's a lot saltier than I gave him credit for.
Right.
He's been talking this the whole time. Like, sure. Darvin Hamilby would rather be up 1-0 than down 0-1. And then last night it was put it in your pipe and smoke it, which, man, woo, boy, that's you know he was mad. Like I thought I might get a darn tooting or something. I don't know what I was going to hear from him, bro. Like, I now only want to hear from Mike Malone. Like, that's, I don't want to hear from nobody else. Like, nobody else in this series. I just want to hear his commentary because he was mad. But, I mean, essentially, like, you know, they won the games that they're supposed to win. Lakers put themselves in a bad situation. I love LeBron, man. You got to stop shooting threes, bro. Like, it's not there. It's like, you stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen, bro. Like, it's rough. And I think it's 1-20 in the fourth quarter from three.
But you're not answering my question. Are the Lakers down, or are the Nuggets up?
Look, man, they're up 2-0. They earned that. Like, Jokic balled his face off, and the fact they're able to win the second game with him playing a much more pedestrian role. If you're a Nuggets fan, that's got to feel good. Those non-Nuggets, those non-Jokic minutes all year long was a bugaboo for them. Their bench play pretty much was very subpar. And last night, they were able to win one of those ugly games, right? We're accustomed to watching the Nuggets because they have one of the best offenses in the league this year. Hey, we're just going to score. Everything's going to look pretty. It was gross. It looked like that, like one of those kind of like Knicks, old school Knicks Heat sort of series last night. A lot of fouls. Physical, and they were able to still grind out a win. So, shout out to them.
All right, Jeremy, are the Lakers in second place, or are the Nuggets in first place?
As a Nuggets fan, I can say that last night was very pleasing for me.
You're a Nuggets fan?
I am, because of Nikola Jokic. I was a lifelong Knicks fan. And when they kicked Oakley out of the garden, I could no longer give my money to James Dolan. So, I saw Jokic a few years ago and realized this guy's a unicorn, and it became the most fun team in the NBA to watch. And so, to answer your question, the Nuggets are the better team in this series, and I don't really think it's all that close. They didn't play well at all for three quarters last night,
right?
And still found a way to win. It's virtually impossible to beat them in Denver, and anybody in the playoffs is going to have to do that. And I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I think there's a guy on the other team that can win a game in Denver. And last night was the game they probably should have won, but I also think it gives them the opportunity and the thought that we can win. I think the LA's problem, their calling card, Brendan, you and I have talked about this. They must be a defensive team. And for the second straight game, in the second half, they allowed 60 points. And what was worse than that was they allowed them to get cooked. They allowed themselves to get cooked by Jamal Murray, who scored 23 in the fourth quarter. I said before the series, if Jamal Murray is the best version of himself, Denver will win. But I thought that the Lakers would be able to slow him down. Maybe they have no answer for it. But even though I am generally with both of you that the Nuggets, they're the one seed, home court matters to them, matters to their cause. I think the Lakers, especially because of yesterday, that was a game that was there for them.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like they allowed Denver off the hook. So I say the answer is the Lakers are trailing in the series 2-0. Denver is not ahead. But I appreciate Mike Malone playing that card because that's exactly what I would play. All right, back to, first of all, this is just a personal question now. So, Jeremy, I know you're a Jets fan.
Lifelong.
And you're a Knicks fan. You and I are the same. I'm a recovering Jets fan, and I really no longer care about the Knicks. I think I would be a Knicks fan again if I felt like they were really worth it. But I don't, I'm not there. Are you also a Mets fan?
I am.
Oh, you have an illness. All right.
I do. I really need a reason to be angry at all times.
That's the only thing I'm a fan of now. Other than the Hurricanes, the Mets are the only thing I'm a fan of. So I'm just saying, maybe professional help. All right. So, Jeremy, is Boston tough enough to win an NBA title?
I think so. But it seems like every time I watch Jason Tatum, I want him to be something, and it's never what he gives me unless the game doesn't matter. The more it matters, the smaller he seems to come up. I mean, he was genuinely awful in game one. A lot of people talked about he didn't get enough touches. Well, he turned it over 3 out of 4 possessions.
Yeah.
So even when he did, bad things happen. And I love Jaylen Brown. I'm not sure how they fit together.
And well, they score a lot of points together.
One of the two.
Yeah.
And the other should be able to just take the series over because they're being guarded by some combination of Gabe Vincent and whatever a Max Struss is. And yet they don't. So are they tough enough? Yes. I don't always agree with
you. You're not convincing yourself, Jeremy, that they're tough enough. Brendan,
I'm trying to, and it's not working.
I understand. Pending nuptials does a lot of things to people. Brendan, are they tough enough?
I'm going to get on my Mike Malone right now. I think you're shortchanging how good Miami Heat are. Like, this is not an eight seed.
I'm not.
Like, this is not an eight seed. They underperformed all year long, right. And it took them to midway through the fourth quarter of their second play-in game for them to play like they like they knew how to. They shot 16-31 from three in that first game. Like, I know it's about toughness, but if any team throws up that kind of a number from three, that sort of efficiency, you're going to lose a lot of those games.
Right.
And, like, yes, Boston fell apart late in that game, 100%. And at home losing – what was it, 11 out of their – they won – they're 11-11 in the last 22 home games in the playoffs or something like that. And so that is concerning, certainly. I don't know if I look at that and say that they're not tough, though. I'm looking at those players. Like, I think Jaylen Brown's plenty tough. I think Tatum's tough. I think Marcus Smart certainly is. He gives you as much toughness as you need, and Al Horford, right? Like, it's not that. It's the fact that they're going up against a legitimate team, and they're going to have to beat them. Now, Miami, like, Jimmy Butler is just – I've told you, I don't understand him. Like, I genuinely don't understand how a person can go from, like, oh, he's very good to he's one of the best players I've ever seen. Like, and routinely, like, it's like he changes the calendar and suddenly he's morphed into Jordan. Like, that part I don't get. But, like, in terms of the toughness, no. Now, there are some things that Boston's head coach does sometimes that concerns me, like doubling Bam Adebayo 17, 18 feet from the cup. Like, he's not Embiid. And I mean that both ways. Like, he's not as good of a scorer, and he's also a much better passer And so if you want to double him that far away, he's going to eat you alive.
Right.
And there are just some things that he, you know, not getting the ball to Tatum. Yeah, he struggled early on, but that's your guy. You got to ride and die with him. He's the guy that got you there. That 51 burger is the reason that they beat the 76ers. There's just some times when it just doesn't seem to be like completely clicking for him. And that, you know, we talked about we'll talk about talent disparities. That doesn't just extend to the players. That coaching disparity is pretty steep too.
There's no question. Eric Spoelstra may be the best coach in the entire league. The answer is that the Celtics are not tough enough to win a title. And that doesn't mean that they're not talented enough. If it comes down to talent, then I think they can win. They may be the most talented team. But
were they less tough last year? Because this is the same team that beat Miami last year. You know what I mean? Like, this is the same squad. The same guys.
But they didn't play Miami for the title.
I mean, not for the title, but they beat them to get to
the final. Like, that was my question.
You know what I mean? Like,
that wasn't my question.
So they're not, now they're not as tough? Like, you know what I mean?
They have more talent than Miami. I love Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is my favorite player to watch in the league. I think he is the most fun player to watch when it is going. Jimmy Butler makes me laugh. But when it comes down to talent, Boston has Miami at all but one position, because I'll give Bam the advantage over Robert Williams in the middle. Butler, as great as he is, I'll take Tatum over him in terms of talent. I love Butler, but in terms of talent, I'll take Tatum. Now, playoff Jimmy elevates his game.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's a different human.
I also think that Tatum can elevate his game, and Tatum might be able to go to places that Jimmy Butler can't get to. Regardless, it's everybody else. And it's not just Tatum and Brown. It's everybody, and I don't know what... Like, I don't know if those two guys can win a title together. I don't think they shouldn't be able to, but they have a habit of coming up very small, and that worries me. If I were a Celtics fan, that would worry me. But I think they might have more talent than the rest of the field that remains. No offense to you, Jeremy, and your Denver Nuggets, Nouveau
fan. So, Adam, I have to ask the question. Sure. You said Spoelstra may be the best coach in the
league. I think he is the best coach in the league.
Who's even in the discussion?
Well, Pop is in the discussion.
Yeah, but Pop's got a mullet like me now.
He does. And he also has Victor Wembanyama. Just watch how good a coach he is now that he's got Victor Wembanyama.
And Victor Wembanyama, that's like the Rolling Stones. It's Mick Jagger, who's awesome, and then four dudes.
What do you mean four dudes? Keith Richards is proof that formaldehyde is running through his veins. How is that guy still preserved?
Keith Richards is just proof positive that there are some people that cannot be killed.
There is. I don't know how he's still staggering. All right. I'm not going to get into the heavy topic. I was going to ask you guys about job, but we don't have time for it. So let me just ask you both this. Canes and how many, Brendan?
Oh, five. Oh, they're running through the rest of this joint. Like five. Give me five.
Canes and five. Jeremy, Canes and how many?
I would say five. And last night I learned that hockey can go forever.
It can.
I didn't know that. I thought at some point we had like a shootout or something. It just keeps going until somebody scores.
It does. And we were this close to having another position, another period of hockey. Oh my gosh, I was calling them innings by that point. We were headed to the eighth. You go deep into your bullpen at that point, and you know we had no pinch hitters left. That is Brendan Whitted, swarmandsting.com, Swarm and Sting podcast at HU Cosell on Twitter, Bison Express, Jeremy Green, ESPN Draft Nerd, ESPN Asheville. Thank you, man. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, Jeremy, on your on your nuptials. Hey, Brendan, before you drop off the ether here, if you're going to get married, don't come on the show the day before.
Oh, I'm not even picking up Biggest Call. Like, I'm not even
good for you.
I love Victoria, but like, nah, you're going to get screened. You're 100% getting screened.
Excellent, perfect. I'll talk to you later, man.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/post. That's ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter.com/post.